All right, Pastor Jean, please come. Okay, very welcome. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Church, let's stretch out our hand and pray for our brother as he brings the word. Father, we thank you so much again for our brothers and sister from Adipur and the entire church, Lord, that you've joined us together with. And Lord, we pray that you would give your grace and your anointing. Lord, help us to hear your word together, and may the Holy Spirit apply it deeply to our hearts. For the name of Jesus Christ, and amen.
Waramutseho. Good morning. How are you? Bonjour. When I reached the border of Canada, we're just coming from USA. I saw that they have written English and French. So it means to me that you are also using French. How many do speak French here? One, two, only two. three. So if I say good morning, it means Mwaramutseho in my language. And bonjour in French. So my name, as I have said, I'm called Jean Sibomana. I'm the legal representative of a Pentecostal church in Rwanda, in short, ADPR. We have so many greetings from our church back home. When we came, they told us to give you greetings from our churches. We have Tom has said that we have so many churches. It is true. We have parishes around 361 parishes all over the country. And the members of our churches are around 2 million people out of 11.5 million of the population of Rwanda. So we were just traveling in Rwanda in our local churches. They said, bring greeting to the Canadian people. So let me wave to give you all greetings from Rwanda. I would like to start by thanking God who allowed us to come into this country, Canada. This is my first time to come to Canada. I've been so several times in the USA. I visited the other countries in Europe, but this is my first time to come to Canada. I'm so happy to see you as family from the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, thank you very much for invitation. We have heard from just a salt and light to come and attend the conference in North Dakota. We have been well received, welcomed. So, Ron McLean, I would like to say thank you. He's not here, but I would like to say thanks to him. And another thanks is for your leaders of his church. The Calvary Chapel wanted us to come and be with you for a couple of weeks. This is our first week to be here, and we spend another 4 days maybe here because we'll be flying over on Thursday back home. So let me say thanks to Rob to let us come into this country and to be with you this Sunday to share God's word. We will say that the time we have been here, when we came last Sunday, we felt that we are just at home because we met so many people, families, eating together, sharing together, praying together. And we had last Thursday a wonderful prayer meeting just where we stay. So we feel at home. Thanks to Jean-Paul also, who has been the link between our church back home and this church, Calvary Chapel. I would like to thank you, to thank him so much. He's not here. He wanted just to come, but he didn't get his visa to come into Canada. But he has been in USA in the conference we were in. And also, allow me to thank or to give a big thanks to Dave and Lynn, who accepted to come to Rwanda as missionaries to work with us during this hard time. We went in, as you know, our country in 1994. We went through the hard period we call genocide period. So many people were killed at that time. And my country has been well known all over the world because of that genocide. And over 1 million people were killed at that time. And so to see someone coming just from here go into Rwanda is not so easy. It's not so easy because people there are still having wounds in their hearts. So I would like to thank Devin Lynn, who came to be with us even during the mourning period in April. They encouraged us with God's word, with other words, to look unto the Lord all the time. So I would like to thank them so much for coming in our country, especially in my church, to be missionaries, to work with us. And let me thank again the families who host us during this day, our stay here. I would like to thank Jake and Marian Hildebrandt. Where are they? I would like to thank you so much. We are staying, me and Tom, in their house. I would like to thank again Greg and Michelle Friesen. Where are they? They are just hosting Aimable. And I would like to thank Devin Lynn, who are hosting Christine. So, we are just feeling at home. Thank you so much for all of you. And big thanks to you all gathered here this morning. You gave us a warm welcome. And may God bless you. We feel at home now. So, before I preach what the Lord has put into my heart, I would like, as a team from Rwanda, including Devin Lynn, to sing a very short song to you in Kinyarwanda. You have sung in English. Let us now sing in Kinyarwanda. A very short one. That song says that our God is a great God and His love endures forever. Amen? Hallelujah. How the love of God is great. Good. We'll be singing in Kinyarwanda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gwimana yacho na warondoro korungana rusumbu kwezi rusumbe zuba kande kuzimu rujerayo hatumye yesa samwisi yacu rusuja turuhure anakirara cinzererezi rwatumye sacya kira Surukunda rw'Imana yacu rwagereranywa n'iki ijuru n'isi baro rerembe kujesite karyose. Salvisia Zijazita Zishiraho Avangimana Nibai Senge Bazafabose Bekwibukwa Marorgoro Kundorgimana Ruta Jira Kajero Urwi Nungunda Twavare Mwisi Egoro Taza Shira Surukunda Gwimana Yacu Gwagereranywa Niki Mwijuru nisi baro ririmbe kugeza iteka ryose. Amen. It is good to hear a song in Kinyarwanda. Amen. Amen. So, this morning I would like to share with you God's work in Mark chapter 5, verse 21 to 34. Someone who is reading quickly can help me to read. Mark chapter 5. Is anyone here? Mark, chapter 5, verse 21 to 34. Yes, please.
When Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and so he stayed by the seashore. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came up, and on seeing him, fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she will get well and live." And when he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him and pressing in on him. A woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of many physicians had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. After hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak, for she thought, "If I just touch his garment, I will get well." Immediately, the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately, Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had come forth, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowds pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
Amen. The Bible does have quite a lot of stories, but when I was preparing my sermon today, I thought to share with you this portion of scripture. So, for me, it is an amazing just a story that I would like to share with you, especially from verse 25, about that woman who has sickness for 12 years. And my topic today is about to pray and wait for God's willing and plan. Pray and wait for God's plan and will. That's my topic for today. So, Each one of us, I think, as we are just on earth, as a human being, we go through so many hardships. I can say mine, you can say yours, but on earth, we are never stable at all. We go through hardship. As this woman had just 12 years of illness, every day, every night, she suffered quite a lot. What she does, she spent quite a lot of money going in different places to get healed, but she couldn't. She spent quite a lot of time in order to do his her own work, which can produce his money or something else, but she spent quite a lot of time running in different places. And even she went, as the Bible tells us, to see different doctors. You can go and see this doctor. If you don't get well, you will go to another doctor. If you don't get well, you go to see another doctor. She did the same way. But at the end, we see that nothing happened. So maybe the Bible doesn't tell us if she prayed, if she waited for God's healing. The Bible doesn't tell me this. But one day, as the Bible says, she heard about Jesus Christ. She heard about the miracles that happened, that Jesus Christ was doing. So, if we see in their culture, she was a woman isolated. She lived quite alone because of her illness. She couldn't go out, be together with other people as we are today in this church, gathering together. But because of her illness, she lived alone, isolated. And so she seemed to be loneless. And even today we can see that there are some people who are living like that. Today we are talking about Ebola in Western countries of Africa. So people who come from those countries, you can't accept them to come into Canada. You have to check them quite well and to see if they don't have Ebola. If someone arrives here, he will be kept somewhere at least for 21 days, 3 weeks, to check if he's quite well. So, this woman, as the Bible says, she heard about Jesus Christ. She heard about the miracles of Jesus Christ. And knowing that Jesus is performing miracles, he jumped out her house, her area, and go to see Jesus Christ, knowing that by faith that she will be healed. Amen? Knowing that she will be healed. That shows me a great faith in her. And that great faith is needed to me and to you, to all of us, because we know that Jesus is our great healer. Amen. He's our great provider. He heals everything when we go to him and ask him to do this or that. Jesus does it. That is my belief. And can be yours today even. And you have it, I think so. So, this faith that this woman had, for me, it is indeed a very great faith we do need even today, even nowadays. We believe in Jesus Christ. I will give you a very short testimony of mine, and maybe you have yours. I was married in 1974. And when we got married, we waited for a child. 1 year passed, 2 years passed, 3 years passed. We didn't get any child. But we know that in 1 year when you are married, 9 months, you can get your child in 9 months. Is it true? It is possible. So, we spent many years without having a child. My wife didn't get pregnant at all. And what the Lord did for us, when we prayed and waited to see the wonders from the Lord, in 1980, Lord gave us promise that we will have child. We get married, 1974. And 1980, we got promise from the Lord. And went in that promise until 1989. Lord gave us a child. And in a few minutes, she was a girl, she died. Sorry to say that. She died. We can't do anything. Because everything is in the hands of the Lord. And he continues to give us promise, saying that you will have child, you will have child. And we kept that promise quite well, knowing that if it is the Lord who said it, he will give us a child. Amen? And you know what happened? He gave us a child in 1994 during the hard time we were in our country. The hard time of a genocide. It was that time when the child was born. She's called Jessica today. She's in her second year of university today. So I'm praising the Lord because when the Lord gives you promise, you have to keep that promise, stand in that promise, and wait for the promise. Pray for it. Amen. And another quick, maybe, testimony. You have heard that I'm the legal representative of the Pentecostal Church in Rwanda. Yes. I've been called by God to work for him since 1983. I was just ordained as a pastor in my church. And I was doing just a school coordination belonging to my church as coordinator of school. And during that hard period in my country, 1994, all our leaders of the church fled quite away. Nobody remained in Rwanda. They have gone with some Christians outside the country, and they're still there. Even today. And so, Lord has chosen me to be a leader of a church in that hard time. I didn't ask the Lord to give him a position. Not at all. But the Lord has chosen me to work in that hard time. And I started just the work since 1989. 1997 as legal representative of a church, and I worked in that position 10 years. It was very hard, but I accepted, knowing that God is with me, that God will help me. I was so often praying to see the wonders just from God, and He did it. Amen. He did it. So what we need is to wait God's will, God's plan. Not my plan, but God's plan. But it is very necessary in my life, even in your life. If today I'm again a legal representative, it has been a gap between that time and this time, because in 2006, we elected another legal representative to take over my position, and he worked for 6 years. And then I came back to the same position I had before. It didn't come from me, but came from the Lord. And I'm asking the Lord, why do you call me so often to work in very hard times? This, I don't have an answer, but God does have an answer. We need to be in Him and wait what the Lord will do for you or for us. And today I can say even, Rob, did you ask her to be a senior pastor here? I don't think so. But Lord has chosen Rob to be your senior pastor at his right time. Devin Lynn, you are missionaries in Rwanda. Did you choose to go there? No. Not at all. But Lord has chosen you to go to Rwanda to be missionaries at this time. Lord knows what will be next. Amen. So, fear not. We have a great God. We have a great God who does everything. What we need is to pray. What we need is to wait God's plan and His will. All the time. I've read other verses in the Bible. In Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Jeremiah 1, verse 5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. So it means that God knows what will be for you and for me for next, even today. The following days. In Jeremiah also, chapter 29, verse 11 to 13, he says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. If I go back to the chapter in Mark where we have read, especially this verse 33, then the woman, knowing that had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling for fear, told him the whole truth. It's quite wonderful. When she heard that something happened in her life, that she's healed, and Jesus was looking around to see who touched him, and the woman has fear. But knowing that she's healed, she came before Jesus and said to him all truth. Everything she had in her heart, she said it to Jesus Christ. So we need to come before Jesus and to say all truth from our heart. He is there to listen to us and to give us all we need. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generation forever and ever. So let me say, we gathered here of all ages. We are little boy, little girls here. We have teenager. We have youth here. We are adults here. But we have to be into prayer and to wait for God's plan all the time and God's will. Let me say, may God bless you for listening to this word of God, which encourages us to pray and to wait for God's will. Amen. Dear Lord, we say thank you for this lovely morning you gave to us, a lovely day to each one of us. We say thank you, Lord, because you have called us to come into the throne of grace, and we are here. We come from different parts of Canada. We come from even Africa, and we are here in this Calvary Chapel. We need to wait upon you, to listen to you, and you are able to do everything good for us, for your people, for your children. Dear Lord, continue to bless each one of us here so that your word can be great in us every day. We thank you so much for what you have done for us. You have given Jesus Christ, your beloved one, to die on the cross for us. Let us lift us and see how he wounded, how he died for us all, and be humble before him and wait what you will do for us. Your plan, your will is great for each one of us. I thank you, Lord, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.